Later this hour, we're going to talk with a courtroom sketch artist from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And if the idea of art at Gitmo seems counterintuitive, perhaps the closest thing to that clash of experiences might be the idea of art at an airport.
An alarm has been activated.
Flying, the 21st century hazing of humanity. Off with your shoes, turn off your phones, laptops, dump your liquids, people. But the lucky people at O'Hare's huge underground tunnel that connects concourses B and C have been calmed down, dazzled, and distracted from their aviation abuse by the Michael Hayden neon art installation, The Sky's the Limit. You can hear the musical accompaniment to the light show that's been greeting passengers on the other side of security since 1987. More recently, you might be left holding your carry-on bag while impromptu tango dancers whirl by in Charlotte's airport. Airports are now the scenes of art happenings, as well as little museums, memorials to Charles Lindbergh in Minneapolis, and the Seattle-Tacoma airport. You'll find works by Frank Stella, Robert Mackey, and Robert Rauschenberg. In San Jose's airport, you can walk beneath a cloud made up of hundreds of panels, and each panel depicts the changes in weather in all the cities you can fly to from San Jose. Dan Goods, Nick Haffermoss, and Aaron Koblin are the artists behind the E-Cloud.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
You know, maybe all this public airport art is making good on that glamorous Sinatra promise of flying long ago. These days, among the most important curators of public art in America do airports. We've got two with us today. Rebecca Bloom Rothman is the public art project manager with the Phoenix Officer of Arts and Culture in the midst of a multi-million dollar public arts project in the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Rebecca, welcome.
Hello, John.
And Colleen McPolland is the manager of the aviation art program at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Colleen, welcome.
Hi, John.
So how do you submit requests for proposals? How do you design where it is art's going to go? How do you keep artists from scaring people going onto airplanes? What are the kinds of things that make a airport curator different from a museum curator? Rebecca?
Well, in our case, we put out a call for artists, and we ask artists to join the design team so that they're integrated into the role of design of the space, right there with the architect and everybody else who's building on to the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. And they have to go through a pretty rigorous selection process similar to the architectural team, where we get a request for qualifications, we get resumes and past samples from all over the country.
And some of it's big, some of it's small. Colleen McPolland, what's your ideal notion of a quality public art experience as someone is making their way from drop off of bags through security and off to their destination?
That's a great question. There's so much that goes into that. I think that it's a piece of work that transcends both the place and the language. So even if you're from another country and don't speak the language, you can connect with the art. It is also work that doesn't interfere with the operations of the airport. We have 33 million passengers a year, so we can't impede that flow. It is also something that the people can connect with. For example, very simply, we have a piece that is bronze fish meandering down a concourse. Kids get that right away, and you'll see them walking with their parents, and pretty soon the kids are kind of following this path, and the parents are saying, come on, let's go, let's go. And then they get it too. They see what the kids are looking at, and it's kind of like an aha experience that they enjoy together.
Anything that can reduce the stress. So Rebecca
right.
Rebecca Bloom Rothman is public art project manager with the Phoenix Office of Art and Culture, and we've just been speaking with Colleen McPolland, manager of the aviation art program at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. So, Rebecca, airports are opportunities for performance spaces, concerts. It goes way beyond sculpture, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It can. I mean, airports are cities within a city. Here in Phoenix, we have 40 million people come through the airport per year. So there's a lot of space, there's a lot of activity, and art's part of the human experience. Art makes the airport a destination in and of itself. All kinds of opportunities, really.
How much of an uphill battle is it, though, to reassure people who are in such a state of stress? And we'll get an answer from both of you. Rebecca, you've got a huge airport you're dealing with. Colleen, they're all a bunch of sort of flyboys there in the Boeing world, boys and girls in Seattle, Tacoma. Colleen, how much of an uphill battle is this? And then we'll get a comment from you, Rebecca.
I think that since 9/11, people have more dwell time once they get through security. So they're ready to kind of relax once they get through and experience the airport, which is what we found.
That's a great point. Colleen McPulland is manager of the Aviation Art Program at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Final thought, Rebecca, quickly.
Our work is actually done before security in the public spaces. And we tend to think about the airport as a place for grand arrivals and departures. So we're thinking about how the artwork can transform your experience of travel the minute you enter that airport.
So getting people ready to deal with security, that's a great idea as well. Rebecca Bloom Rothman is the Public Art Project Manager with the Phoenix Office of Arts and Culture. It's in the midst of a multi-million-dollar public arts project in the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. And Colleen McPulland is the manager of the Aviation Art Program at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
What is your favorite airport and why? The design, the food, the art. From Savannah, Georgia, we got this. The Barcelona Airport. Big, beautiful, clean, and wide open spaces. Much easier to accept flight delays when you are somewhere you don't mind hanging out. Boy, that's the truth. One of you in Florida, the San Diego Airport. It's not too busy, clean, modern, and rocking chairs everywhere. In Colorado, one of you says the airport in Auckland, New Zealand, because it has the most adorable penguin footprints on the way to the terminal. Flies to Antarctica. Let's go there tomorrow.
My name is Sam Campbell. I'm calling from Indian Land, South Carolina. The best airport art I've ever seen is in Charlotte. It's a statue of Queen Charlotte.
What do you like about your favorite airport? Have your say at 877-8-MY-TAKE and follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.